Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emma, Mia and Archer here with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane Council is seeking federal funding to resume production on the stalled Toowong to West End cycle and pedestrian bridge. The City Council is unable to afford the bridge on its own, likely carrying a price tag of several hundred million dollars, and is calling on Infrastructure Australia to foot $100 million to greenlight the build. The bridge would mark the first time eastern suburbs residents have a direct link to the CBD. Brisbane Olympic President Andrew Liveris has shrugged off concerns about political disputes over Olympic venues, claiming planning for the event was ahead of schedule and declaring himself the sole spokesperson for the tournament. Mr. Liveris also declared that Brisbane was not a hillbilly town. He asked politicians to stop using the event as a political football and left open the possibility of cricket being added to the 2032 Games.
In national news, Centrelink and Medicare call times have blown out of proportion, with more than 11 million calls going unanswered in the last year. Parents and carers calling Centrelink for assistance have been met with an average queue of around an hour, an additional 21 minutes than last year, which the Australian Council of Social Services have stated that significant work needed to be done because of this. The federal government is set to release new data on call times in the next week. The Queensland government has tapped into its $1 billion housing investment fund to buy and convert 85 beach cabins into affordable housing for struggling families. The Housing Minister, Megan Scallion, said the Miles government helped purchase the homes in a plan to deliver 1 million homes, including 53,500 homes for social housing needs.
In international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicates that a ceasefire may be on the horizon for Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Attending a Congress meeting held in Washington, D.C. on Monday, Netanyahu released a statement saying that the conditions to bring a ceasefire were ripening. This news comes from pressure to retrieve roughly 120 Hamas hostages by affected family members. A US-backed truce deal has been in negotiation for weeks, hoping to bring a halt to the nine-month war. For your weather today, Brisbane is still experiencing a chill. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.